How was your afternoon?
Do you know what this wonderful man did?
Daphne, please don't.
He filled a basket full of my favourite English foods. Blood pudding, jelly deals, kidney pie. And then he hid it in the shrub so we'd stumble upon it during our stroll through the park.
I was a little afraid that somebody would find it before we got there, but fortunately, untouched.
Yes, well, just because it was untouched doesn't mean someone didn't find it.
Hello, Dr. Craig.
Hello, Daphne. Donnie.
Are you tired? Look what I got for you. Think fast.
What are the keys to?
Your ex-wife's lakefront cottage. Now, your lakefront cottage. A little something I hammered out for you in the settlement.
Thank you. Donnie, I never thought I'd see Shady Glen again.
Mm. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, congratulations, Niles.
Yeah, looks like Donnie really did a job on Maris's legal team.
Yes, well, he certainly is ruthless, all right. As a divorce lawyer, what a callous attitude he must have toward human relationships.
Yeah, you'd think so, Dr. Crane, but actually it's just the opposite. I've never met anyone so incredibly romantic.
Yes, well, I'm sure he seems that way on the outside.
Oh, Niles, please. It's unseemly enough when she's actually in the room.
Well, I'm sorry. What am I supposed to do? For the first time since I've known her, I'm free and single, and now she's with someone. Am I supposed to just suffer in silence?
I'd take that.
I just don't understand. What does she see in him? If you were Daphne, would you go out with Donnie?
Well, no, but I wouldn't massage Dad's ass for what I pay her either. Look, I'm sorry, Niles. It's just that Donnie and Daphne seem very happy together. Now, either it's true love, in which case it's too late for you to declare yourself, or it's just a temporary infatuation.
It's got to be. It's got to be.
In which case, it will pass, and then you can make your move. Well, in the meantime, I suggest that maybe you start looking elsewhere. You know, maybe make a fresh start. Do something to get your mind off of Daphne.
I know. It's just difficult.
Yes, I understand that. Say, you know what? I've got an idea. Why don't the three of us go up to that new cabin of yours for the weekend?
Oh, sorry, I can't. I got a dentist appointment Saturday morning.
Well, that's all right, Dad. Niles can go up on Friday night, put things together, and then you and I can drive up on Saturday afternoon.
Why not? It's a fabulous place, Dad. It's got a stereo and a big screen TV and a sauna, wine cellar.
Perfect for three guys roughing it in the wilderness.
Well, I'm game.
You know what? I can stop at the butcher, I'll pick up a couple of ducks and make my justly celebrated duck à l'orange.
Washed down with a winsome yet robust Chambertin.
Yeah, and I'll bring a quart of whiskey in case of snake bite.
Dad, there are no snakes up there.
All right, I'll bring a snake.
God, this is great, Niles. You know what? I gotta dash down to the mailbox, drop that letter in before the last pickup. Niles, trust me. You'll be glad you took my advice on this one.
I already am. Thank you, Fraser. It's going to do me a world of good to get away from Daphne for a while.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
Hey, Daphne, how'd you like to see my new lakefront cottage?
Sounds lovely. When?
This weekend. We're all going. You can drive up with me on Friday, and Dad and Fraser will be right behind.
Well, that's very sweet, Dr. Crane. What a count. One of my cousins is going to San Francisco this weekend, and I promised I'd fly down.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, Donnie's not too thrilled about it either. He wanted to come with me.
And he's not?
No. That would have meant staying in a hotel together, and I'm not sure we're ready for that yet. I suppose you think I'm being a bit old-fashioned.
Dear God in heaven, no.
You can't force these things. You have to wait for the moment when you know it's right.
Yes, and sometimes the moment never comes and you just have to move on.
I really appreciate the invitation, and I hope you'll invite me again.
All right. Daphne, how'd you like to see my new lakefront cottage?
You're silly.
Martin, Niles. Hey. Boy, this place is jammed.
Oh, hey, Roz, you can have my seat. I'm on my way to Duke's. Yeah. So, how's the world treating you?
Like dirt. My social life is non-existent. Every time I meet a guy who's halfway decent, all I have to do is mention I got a kid and he runs like a cheap pair of pantyhose.
Well, maybe you and Niles can cheer each other up.
Dad.
Why, what's his problem?
Oh, Daphne's got a new boyfriend and he's eating him up.
Dad!
What? You got a thing for Daphne?
What, you didn't know that after all these years?
No, I can't believe Daphne never told me.
Well, how could she? She doesn't know either.
You're kidding!
Yes, he's a great kidder. Now, you, Dad, run along and you be very careful crossing streets.
6 years, can you believe it? What? Some people just don't even know when it's time to pull the plug.
Well, I won't make that mistake twice.
So let me get this straight. Oh. You've been hot for Daphne all this time and you've never made a move?
I was a happily married man.
You were never happy, and you've been separated for almost 2 years.
Well, Somehow the right moment never came along.
Oh, come on. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. It's just waiting all this time, and now she's got a boyfriend. Mm-hmm. My God, that is really pathetic.
Obviously, you've never let someone you've grown to care deeply about get away.
Well, sure I have.
I'm not talking about when the migrant workers leave at the end of the picking season.
No, really, I've had a couple of boyfriends I shouldn't have let get away.
Serious relationships?
Yeah. In fact, I can name one right off the top of my head, that lawyer I gave you, Donnie.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you only know him professionally, but he's very funny, warm, thoughtful. We were together for about 6 months, but he really wanted a family, and I wasn't ready, so I dumped him. Now I have the family, but no Donnie. Gee, I wonder who he's seeing these days. What's so funny?
I'll tell you in a minute. Oh. I just want to savor it. You've been having all the fun.
So tell me.
Donnie is Daphne's boyfriend.
That's not funny. When did this happen?
Well, she met him when he was working on my case.
Wow. And I was calling you a loser.
You never called me a loser.
In my head, I did.
Well, at the moment, I have to agree with you. I've had plenty of opportunities, and I always chickened out.
I don't blame yourself. She's living with your brother, working for your dad. It's an awkward situation.
It is. Well, don't feel bad about Donnie. It wasn't right for you at the time. That's nobody's fault.
Thanks, Niles. Hey, listen, the next time you find somebody you like, don't wait so long to tell her. Oh, I've got a babysitter waiting. Mrs. Hines is 70 years old, has a mole like Abe Lincoln, but I bet she has plans for the weekend.
You know what? I just had the craziest idea. My settlement with Maris includes a beautiful lakefront cottage, and I'm going up there this afternoon. Why don't you come along? You can bring Alice.
Are you serious?
Well, Frazier and Dad are coming up tomorrow, but tonight it'll just be us. Love's losers, licking our wounds, laughing at our pain.
Gee, I don't know.
Frazier's making duck a l'orange, and I'm bringing the wine. What about it?
I never thought I'd say this, but you're on.
Oh, in a funny way, this reminds me of that wonderful moment in Streetcar Named Desire when the brutish Stanley says to the ultra-refined Blanche, "We've had this date with each other from the beginning."
Well, I don't know the play all that well, but I can tell you right now I'm not all that refined.
Well, actually, I was picturing you more as Stanley.
Hi there.
Donnie, so glad you could make it.
Well, thanks for inviting me. Wow, this is a great place to get some work done. And no distractions in sight. Thank you.
Oh, Donnie, I'd like to introduce... Oh, that's right. You two know each other, don't you?
Roz, how the hell are you? Hi.
Donnie.
I didn't know you were going to be here. Well, this is going to be fun. Now, Niles, I got to put these things somewhere. Where do I go?
Oh, yeah, just in one of the bedrooms upstairs.
Okay.
Oh, but be careful not to wake Roz's baby. She's in that first room.
Roz, you've got a baby? Congratulations. That means that you're...
Married? Nope, she's free as a bird.
Well, I'll try to be quiet.
What the hell is this?
What do you mean? I just thought you two might enjoy reminiscing about all the good times you shared.
Oh, no, you don't. Donnie is seeing Daphne, and I am not the kind who steals other people's boyfriends. Not friends' boyfriends, not good friends, not again.
Roz, you might recall you went out with him for 6 months. She's only seen him 3 or 4 times. They're not even sleeping together.
What? How would you know?
She told me. I don't want to be the bad guy here, but you did have him first. And he did want to make a life with you.
Listen, there is no way that I am going... She hasn't slept with him?
She's English.
Why don't you just admit it? You're just doing this because you want Daphne.
Yes! Yes! Yes, I want Daphne. I think we belong together, just like I think you and Donnie belong together. And why should 2 people be happy when 4 people can be ecstatic?
Well, you got a point there. No. No, no, no. It's just not right.
Roz, I swear I did not wake her. She was already up when I went in to look at her. She's got such a sweet little face.
Her name is Alice.
Hi, Alice. I'm Donnie.
Well, she doesn't usually let strangers hold
her. Oh, I've always been pretty good with kids. Come on, sweetie. Come on.
How's my hair?
What are you doing here today?
Oh, my dentist is sick. We had to reschedule.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's just a head cold.
Oh, God, you haven't even heard the worst yet, Noss. The butcher shop was closed, so here I am with all my spices, everything I need to make my duck au l'orange. All I've got's the l'orange.
Well, looks like we're going to have to get our ducks the old-fashioned way, but we better get a move on. There's only a couple hours of daylight left.
Oh, yes, you know, I saw some boxes of ammo in the mudroom, Dad, through the kitchen.
Dad, are you insane? I'm not going to shoot any ducks. It's barbaric.
Oh, I get it. You'll eat them, but you won't kill them. What do you think? These things are born au l'orange?
Dad does have a point. You know, there is a duck blind right across the lake, and it would be such a good opportunity for you two to bond.
What about you?
Well, I will stay here and season the pans.
Well, I'm not going hunting.
Well, then you'll just have to drive back to Seattle, find another shop that's open, and come back tomorrow as scheduled.
What the hell is going on? Are you trying to get rid of us?
Oh, that's preposterous. Why should I be trying
Fraser.
To...
Fraser! Martin, you weren't supposed to be here until tomorrow.
Ross, what are you doing here?
Niles brought me. I'm just going to go heat up a bottle for Alice.
Roz. Yes, so why don't you two run along and leave me alone with Roz?
Roz?
Well, didn't you urge me to make a fresh start?
True, but I gotta tell you, Niles, Roz isn't the freshest start you could make.
Now, butt out, Fraser. If these two want to be alone together for a while, that's fine. Now, we're going to go hunting. Now, come on,
I'm not going hunting, Dad. Roz and Niles, please. You guys have nothing in common.
Fraser, we're not getting married. We're going to spend an afternoon together and see what comes from it, and there's nothing wrong with trying something different.
Which is exactly what you're going to do right now. So, come on, let's go get some ducks.
Dad,
and please take as long as you need.
I don't want to go hunting.
Oh, come on. Didn't you ever hear the expression, choose company, three's a crowd?
No, Dad, I don't think I ever did. How does it go?
I left some papers in the car.
Oh, where'd you park?
Out back.
Then it's best to go through the kitchen because we have a loose plank on the porch.
I already came in that way.
Yeah, well, you cheated death once. Don't push your luck.
One last warning. Take it from someone who knows you both. You and Roz are not a good couple.
I understand you're saying that, but believe me, I have seen a new Roz today, and underneath that brazen exterior, she is a sweet, sensitive, shy, vulnerable woman.
No.
Niles and Roz, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, not this again.
Well, they are just completely incompatible.
Well, haven't you ever heard about opposites attracting? I mean, look at your mother and me. We went together for 6 months. Nobody thought it'd last. We had 40 happy years together.
Never thought of it that way.
Yeah. And then there are those relationships where people have a ton of things in common, and of course, they always work out real well.
Thank you, Dad. I suppose that was a backhanded comment about me and Lilith.
Wouldn't it be great if she was flying by here on her broomstick right now? Come on, side up.
No, Dad. I told you, I'm not shooting anything.
All right, blow the duck call.
Yeah. All right.
Gee, you know, I keep thinking about you and Mom. Maybe Niles and Roz do have a chance.
Sure they do. Blow it again.
Gosh, you know, I hope I didn't discourage Niles too much by the way I reacted. You know how much stock he puts in my opinion.
Blow it, Fraser. I didn't mean the duck call.
About that time in Cancun, the car breaks down, and that guy gives us a ride on the donkey. Niles, you have to hear this.
Oh, God, I didn't realize it had gotten so late. I have to fax these contracts to the office right away. You wouldn't happen to have a machine, would you?
Well, there's one in the study right down that hall, but can't that wait? We're all getting so mellow here.
You're right. It can wait. You know what we need? Another bottle of wine, and I brought one. I'll get it.
Excellent. Well, it's It's going well, don't you think?
Yeah, except your dad and Fraser will be here any minute. And if either one of them sees Donnie, things are over.
They're not going to see Donnie because you're going to invite him to watch the sunset down by the lake. You're going to continue to work your charms on him, then you're going to invite him out to dinner. And who knows where that'll lead. But what am I saying? We both know where that'll lead.
You really think it'll work?
Yes, yes, yes. Now, you go down there, you enjoy that romantic sunset. I'll stay here with the baby.
Oh, for heaven's sake!
Yeah.
You're not going to let her go down and enjoy the sunset by herself.
Fraser, what are you doing back so soon?
I came back with some more ammo. Who knew ducks were so shifty? Anyway,
listen. I know that you took my advice to heart, but I tell you, I've changed my mind. I now approve of you and Ross.
What?
Yes, yes, the two of you should go for it. Okay, come on. Off you two go. Oh, let's go.
I don't think this is a good idea.
Why not?
Well, yeah, I've changed my mind, too. I'd rather stay here.
What? You know what? You guys are putting far too much sock in my opinion. Come on, let's get down to the lake and enjoy that sunset.
But,
let's go. Nope, not another word. Down to the lake.
Okay, I've got a... Oh, Alice. It's okay, honey.
Ooh.
You wait here, I'll get Donnie. You know, Roz is heading down to the lake to catch that sunset.
And you should be going with her, too. For God's sakes, I told the two of you, I withdraw my objection. Now, come on, let's go.
I'm really worried about leaving Alice here alone.
Roz, listen, I will attend to the baby. I was just about to make myself a cup of tea anyway. Now, come on, let's go. March, both of you, out the door. You are going to enjoy that romantic sunset, but I'm going to drag you down there myself. That's quite all right. It's just that if Niles knew you were here, he would never, well, forgive himself for not being here to greet you.
Oh, he wasn't expecting me. My plans changed, and I thought I'd drive up and join you all.
Oh, well, isn't that nice? You've got to leave.
Why?
No, well, you see,
Niles is up here for what I think you Brits call a dirty weekend with someone. Yeah. And the someone happens to be Roz.
Roz?
Mm.
You mean Roz?
Yes, yes.
You've got to get out of here.
But I just drove 2 hours and it's getting dark outside.
All right, I'll tell you what. Listen, there's a nice bed and breakfast just up the road. I think Dad, you and I should all stay there this evening, all right?
All right.
Great.
If you don't mind, could I use the bathroom first?
No, of course, right in there. Dear God.
Where's Donnie?
Well, he can't be in the kitchen. Fraser would have seen him.
Look, the door. It must be up there.
You keep a lookout. I'll go get him.
Okay.
Why don't I take over here and you can join Roz?
For the love of God! If I'd known you two were going to take my words this seriously, I would have chosen them more carefully. For God's sakes, get out of here! Get down to that lake!
Douglas, I really think I should check on Alice.
No, Roz, your baby is just fine. I burped her once and she went out like a light. Come on, let's go, Niles.
Oh, you know I am thinking about it. I think it's much more romantic to stay here by the fire than watch some sunset. Why don't you clear out so we can have our privacy?
All right. On the other hand... You know... You're going to enjoy the fire all night long. You've only got 10 more minutes for the sunset.
Are you going to get some ammo while it's still daylight? It's almost sunset.
Oh, don't tell me. Tell them. Oh.
Is that the bathroom?
No. Yes, it is.
It's out of order.
Let me check again.
Shh. My God, one of the pipes has burst and the other one's knocking.
Fine. Is the one down the hallway there?
No.
Yes, there is.
No, it's out of order, too.
Well, it's a good thing I brought all that beer.
You know, Niles, you're behaving awfully strangely. What the heck is going on?
What do you mean?
I mean that you show absolutely no desire to be alone with Roz. Starting to have serious doubts about this so-called romance.
Oh, really? Well, does this look so-called to you? Come here, Pookie.
That's why the door was stuck. You two, why didn't you tell me?
Donnie.
Donnie?
Daphne!
Oh!
Daphne!
What are you doing here?
Well, Niles invited me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, it was really nice when Roz and I had a chance to catch up on old times.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You two used to date, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, isn't that nice of Niles to organize this little reunion?
I hope I don't have anything to worry about.
Oh, come on, are you kidding?
Mm. Well, obviously, Roz and Niles can barely keep their hands off each other.
You know, why don't all of us get out of here? Give these two little kids a little privacy.
You know, we could use some privacy of our own. Dr. Crane tells me there's a bed and breakfast up the road from here.
Really?
Really. Even more fun if we both go.
Yes, yes, right, yes.
Bye. Well, come on, Paige. Let's go get a nice sloppy Joe. I'll pay for it.
Something tells me I'll pay for it, too.
Oh.
I realize now that you two don't need my blessing, so I'll just leave you with this.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Good night, everybody.